Good morning, Dale.
Halloween Eve. I mean, Halloween is so big for my show, it takes 2 full days to get everything in.
Well, my husband, for the first time ever, is going for the trick-or-treat candy tonight, and he asked me yesterday, do I get something we like or don't like? And I said, we like. He goes, does it need to be healthy dark chocolate? I said, no, it does not.
I love dark chocolate.
I do too, but that's all we eat, so we want to get something bad for a chance.
Kind of a treat there. So you're right, though. Get something you like for the leftover stuff. And if you run out of candy, the thing to do is just like turn off the light, shut the door.
Well, or like I did one year, give out cans of tuna, and it went over really good.
Yeah, that's how you get egged and or teepeed. As we move on, we're getting closer and closer. The CMA Awards are just around the corner, and I think there might be a little hype behind it this year.
Well, there's what they're calling an unprecedented opening collaboration with Eric Church, Lady A, Keith Urban, Darius Rucker, and more. We also know there's going to be a lot of duets. Tim and Faith have just been added to do one on the show.
Unprecedented collaboration. Man, that's got hype written all over it.
It's going to be good. I love the opening number. That's what I always look forward to on these award shows.
Me too.
Tonight, Blake Shelton will guest and perform on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Shania just finished filming the movie Trading Paint with John Travolta. She said, John's a very sweet person. He was very nurturing and he coached me through it. John plays a down and out dirt track racing legend, and Shania plays a school teacher in a small southern town who falls in love with a dirt car racer.
You know, I knew it had to either do something with racing or maybe an adult film that we can't really talk about on the show.
Darius Rucker was asked who has the ugliest golf swing in country music. He said it's Kip Moore by far.
He hasn't seen mine.
Uh-oh. And finally, this year has been amazing for John Party. He got to open for Dierks Bentley, work with Tim McGraw, spend time with Alan Jackson, and John even got to talk to George Strait twice.
Wow.
I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.